As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts, and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed, where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And they were very funny.
Okay.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Louisville.
Oh, yeah. Sluggers. Louisville.
I think we're just waiting on Luke, and then we should be good to go.
Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button. Put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artist and discover some new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, WFPK.org, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. My guest today, 5 Seconds of Summer. Going to be talking about their latest singles and upcoming album, 5SOS5. And I should preference, it's 3/4 of the band. Luke, Cal, Michael, Ashton wasn't able to be here. We're going to be talking about them being a newly independent band, how the single Complete Mess directed the sound for the rest of the album, and having major chords on display on this record. Luke is also going to talk about how his and Ashton's solo record had an effect on the new disc, while Cal and Michael contemplate when they might release one of their own. We're also going to talk about the nostalgia heard within the new album as it comes on the heels of their recent 10th anniversary, as well as working with John Feldman and their nonprofit Friends of Friends, which is helping aid people in Ukraine. So let's do it. 5SOS5. It's Kyle Meredith with 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, yeah. Three quarters of the band.
Three quarters.
Oh, yeah. Almost.
Almost, yeah.
I'm happy to have the ones that I can't have. I know Ashton isn't here today, but guys, seriously, I know everybody's excited. We got a brand new record on the way. Let's do it a little bit later this year. We're ramping up with a couple singles so far, and I'll throw this out to whoever wants it. Do you find, like, I know the original, like, record deal and everything sort of ended, and this, are you more of an independent artist right now? Is there more control? Is that what I understand?
We absolutely are. Like, by definition, we are. You know, but also just even mentally, I feel like we're in a place. Sorry, that was a loud car. Even just mentally, I feel like we're in a place where we feel more kind of reliant on ourselves to make the music and to release it and to promote it and kind of like come up with the ideas for like the video and just everything. We're sort of in a place where like we're really, you know, I definitely think the word independent is wrong because there's four of us and we're kind of all collaborating with each other and sort of like, you know, we'll always rely on another person in the band to like, you know, in whatever that aspect is or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yes and no, I guess, to the answer, but I guess yes and yes in a way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it's almost surprising because you guys are such a huge entity, you know, to be able to kind of step off like that to take it all on your own. I mean, that's completely commendable, like I guess is what I'm saying, and impressive what you're going on here. So that's it. You get into the record as we got going on. Do you then have these conversations of where, like, is it just like you, the album becomes what it's going to be, or is the conversation says this is what we want this album to be?
I think this album, it's hard to say exactly and pinpoint exact like when. There wasn't really like a discussion of like, we're going to make the album that sounds like this. Is obviously thoughts, and like, you know, you send playlists to each other and you sort of talk about the feeling you want to convey. And you know, we've been talking about being a band for 20 years, since we were fucking 15 years old. So there's always like an essence of like, we're going to keep making decisions that promote longevity in the band. But going into this album musically, it's sort of, we sort of stumbled across something different for us. And I think Complete Mess, the first song we put out, which is why we put it out first, was the first thing we made, just the four of us with Michael producing it. And that was a really beautiful moment. And I think dominoed the rest of the songs and the rest of the album. And the way we made that, and the way we just sort of, we went out to Joshua Tree, just the four of us, and it was made in a very youthful sort of, I hate saying fun, but a youthful fun way. So that sort of directed where the rest of the album, you know, was made and how it was made and what kind of music came out and the story we were telling and the way we're speaking about it now even. So that was sort of like the first domino to fall. I don't know, I'm using a domino metaphor, but it really was like the first thing that started it off. And then after that, so I guess that was like the first sort of taste of what it felt like and what it was going to be like.
I hear, as I understand, major chords for this album are quite the Brave New World for you all.
Major chords are in, man.
It was so weird because it wasn't like a conscious thing where we were like, oh yeah, so let's go into this process like, you know, making things sound more uplifting or whatever. It's just kind of, as we got in there, we were, you know, and we tried to write, you know, like darker songs, and like we, and there are some on the record for sure, but they just weren't coming as easy as like uplifting, positive, sort of like, and beautiful sounding songs were.
I honestly don't know when that switched. We just wrote so many, like the fourth album is just so dark and heavy because of the way we were feeling at that time and sort of the what we're into, I suppose. So after that, it was just like a lot of, I don't know, I remember trying to sit down and like be like, all right, we need to write something like fucking not major and like big and grand and I don't know, and I couldn't even do it. It didn't make sense. I was like, I hate starting on the six, which I hate starting on the minor six. It sounds bad, doesn't feel right. And I think that which is a very nerdy thing to say, I suppose, but I don't know, I just sort of felt that was the way we wanted to take it. And I think going into playing these live shows, I think it just sort of catered to a bigger audience and a more uplifting environment, I think. We want to be something to, not that we're ever like a, you know, a downer, we're always having a good time on stage, but we want it to be something to look forward to after 2 years. And I think maybe that internally, subconsciously, was like brewing as we were coming to do shows. Yeah, I don't know. But definitely more major, Major chords are in.
With you, Luke, and I don't know if you can speak to Ashton at this point too, but you both had solo records that did come into this. And as I guess I'm, you know, wondering if that had effects on this record in the sense that, you know, especially when you read some interviews, when I read some interviews, when you read like critics or anything, there's always that, you know, confronting dark moments of your record. And as you talk about this record being extremely introspective, I think is the phrase that's been tossed around quite a lot. I mean, what effect did the solo records have on this one?
Definitely been tossing around just introspective a lot. I've been lobbing that around.
And Domino.
Yeah, and Domino. That's a new one. I think it had a lot of different effects, but I think for me it just it was such a weird time in that hardcore time where we were just at home all the time. I needed to do something. And I think going into once I'd sort of made something on my own, or even had the beginnings of making something on my own and written some of those songs about some different topics and about, I don't know, just exploring a different area, it allowed me to understand myself more and understand my role in the band when we went to go back to making music as a band and miss making music with the band. And I don't know, I guess allow, I just honestly like, it, I like, it's, it really was just like these, I had to work through some things. And I think much like therapy, I suppose, work through these things and be like, okay, well now I understand this about myself and this, now I can go and write with the band and have a better understanding of myself, which sounds very simple, but it made such a difference to me and my headspace.
Was you know, with the two of you all doing the solo records, did Callum Michael, did you all have that itch? Was that something that you all wanted to try, or maybe it's in the future?
I don't know if you want to go, Cal. You look, you unmuted. You unmuted, you go.
Remutes. Yeah, I mean, like, creating is a part of all of us. You know, and I mean, creating is part of everyone, to be fair, but it was awesome to be able to witness like Luke and Ash releasing their own solo records. And it was, I never thought about it really. I was writing pretty much constantly, but I never thought about releasing anything. I was more enjoying writing for the sake of writing, if you know what I mean, and having no agenda. It might be in the future, and it might not. I'm not really sure. Right now it's like, it's hard to think about other things when you're so kind of immersed into the band. But it is a difficult process. I mean, it was a constant communication when the guys were releasing their own solo album, making sure that no one's stepping on each other's toes when it comes to, you know, the band releasing music as well. So it was something that was new for us, but also something to like break down the stigmas around solo record music. You know, that's our goal, is to be able to be as strong of performers and songwriters and musicians for the band. And that was clearly evident when the guys went away and made their solo record stuff, they came back, you know, and made the unit even stronger. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's great.
I think as well, like, from the beginning of starting this band, we're all such strong individuals, you know, and we all sing and we all have like very specific things that, you know, we like and that we want to do and that we want to, you know, how we want to represent ourselves like musically and stuff. And I think that where a lot of bands that have those strong individuals go wrong is they don't allow each other the space that you know, they would need. And I just think that, you know, I have this like vision of us playing forever, and even though we've, you know, released, you know, our own projects and done, you know, other, you know, side projects, and if we've done, you know, any music that we've all made individually, I just have this like image in my head of us being able to like perform it all together, and like, you know, we're always going to be on each other's team, you know, and we're always going to look out for each other, because, you know, we've just, we've had so much, you know, we're so, you know, just, I don't want to say stuck because it sounds wrong, but we are maybe glued is the right together, bonded, I'm not sure, but it's still stuck feels right.
I like stuck.
Yeah. Like dominoes. Yeah, so stuck, we're dominoes that are stuck together. And like, I don't know, like no matter what happens, I think we're always going to, you know, give each other the room that we need to create. And, you know, I think for seeing us all make music individually. And I mean, I know that when I listened to, like, you know, when Ash's album came out and I listened to it, I was like, fuck, it's so crazy for me to like listen to his stories and the way that he's telling them in a way that's, you know, so different, just as like when Luke's came out and like I got to listen to like his perspective on like what his things were. And like, I'd be lying if I said I was like, fuck, now I can't wait to tell my story as well one day as well. And, you know, like, I mean, Callum said, who knows if that or when that will even happen. But just giving each other that space and allowing each other to kind of like, I don't know, just create freely, because we all want the same thing and we all want the best for each other as well. Like, we all want each other to be successful, not only just successfully commercially, but like successful as a person. Like, we want each other to be able to like thrive. So sorry for the long-winded jump in, but
it's an answer to a question. That's what I was hoping for, an answer to a question.
Yeah, there we go. I just feel like Cal already answered it, and then I answered something else that I created.
Giving your perspective,
you know, yeah, so few bands even have this much talent inside it. I mean, I don't know why in my head I'm thinking like, yeah, there was that time that Kiss did that. They all did 4 solo records and released them all at the same time, and that was the new Kiss album, was 4 solo records. Like, you could,
I actually didn't know that. That's,
yeah, that
I'm gonna look that up. Do you know what the album's called?
Not off the top of my head. They're all 4 different albums, but it's, yeah, it's Ace Frehley did one, Gene Simmons did one, etc. You know, it's everybody did one. You could be the next Kiss in that regard, because I don't know anybody that's done that since, by the way.
I like that headline though, 5 Sauce, the next Kiss.
The next Kiss.
Question mark.
Coming to a summer near you. That's
true. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This album also has the kind of interesting placement in time that, you know, coming off the 10th anniversary that happened last year, you guys put out that song 2011, and, you know, kind of reaching back, finding that nostalgia and putting it in your present. Does that find itself any more in this album? Because, or is this the clean, I mean, that in one sense, I guess that could be the end of chapter one, and this just starts something completely different.
Obviously, 2011 is a more, is maybe, well, I didn't write it, these boys wrote it, so I don't know why I'm talking, but I was going to get into the album, but it's a more direct, like directly related to the 10 year anniversary, because we released it then. But I think the new album definitely touches on those topics as well. And I think it's just trying to understand, you know, and I think it's trying to, there's a couple of songs that are more direct and there's a couple that are a bit more conversational lyrically. And I think for instance, the fourth album was quite, as we were talking about, was quite dark and like sort of, the way I've been trying to picture it in my head is like the some of the third and fourth stuff. And even the second album was like very like stuck in one place and unsure how to figure things out. And it feels like this is going to be this way forever. And I think the new album sort of has a bit more acceptance and a bit more self-worth and self-love, which sounds a bit cheesy, but it just sort of, you know, as you get older, you sort of look back on things with a bit more maturity, hopefully, and a bit wiser. So it definitely touches on topics like nostalgia and trying to be more present and mm-hmm. all of that. But it does it, just does it in different ways, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes the nostalgia isn't so obvious, and it's you know, a lot of the nostalgia that I think we had going into making this album was just kind of the way that we were making it. And you know, we had the 10-year anniversary sort of looming in the distance as we were making this, and we were sort of like, you know, in this reflective kind of place. And I think that a lot of the like nostalgia that we sort of funneled into the music was not really based around like music sounds. Like it wasn't based around like, you know, oh, this guitar reminds me of, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. It was more just like the energy and the spirit that we kind of put into it, and kind of the sort of overall like thesis that we had going into it was kind of like nostalgic for us. Because I feel like we were like, well, the obvious thing to do is to like play shit that would remind you of, you know, something that we would have released in the past. But that felt a little too obvious for us. We were like, okay, how can we get this in a way that feels like tasteful without, you know, wanting to just, you know, completely redo something. So
is I know there's one of the tracks, at least one of the tracks, I think, that's got you guys collaborate with Feldman again. Like, is that one of those moments though where you take that chance to kind of go, okay, here's that time, that era?
It's funny, like that, the one we did, because it's Caramel, right? That's the only one.
Best friends.
Oh, I'm Best Friends. I think I don't know. It's like, it's funny because we work with Feldman now. We've had like, and so much, there's been so much time in between working with him that going in, like we have different tastes, you know, and we've made a bunch of music since then, you know, we're, what is it, 5 years older or whatever. We've always remained friends, but we haven't like fully written with him a bunch. And I think going back in, we have such a better understanding of what we wanted to do. It was actually really fun to, I don't know, go back in with him and almost challenge that and not just do the same thing again. So the song, honestly, Caramel is probably one of my favorite songs on the album. I think it's really, it doesn't really sound like something we've done with him before, which is probably the most exciting thing about it. But you know, it's definitely you slip back into what it was like to make, you know, the first and second album on a vibe level for sure. Yeah,
I like that. We're also defining that the song is called Caramel and not Caramel, so I'm glad you said that.
Caramel,
not Caramel.
It's for the country folk around my area. That's what it would be. The
Caramel.
Caramel. Caramel. Caramel.
Yeah, that'd be like.
And just quick compliments too. I know I didn't really get into A Complete Mess, that single. I love the dreamy quality of that. I love the tones, the sound of it. You got a beautiful video. I mean, did you all shoot that on location? Are we actually in the desert?
There are no green screens involved.
No green screens.
Nothing.
Yeah, now we're in Burbank, California for that one. No, we actually went out
No, I was covered in sand. I've still got sand coming out of me.
Shake you like a shoe. That's right on it. I'll quickly wrap up. There's no transition into this from that. What's new with Friends of Friends? Because that's really an important thing that you all do with that side of your career as well. What's the focus right now on that?
Yeah, I mean, it could be, you know, the most important part of what we do. Yeah, for those who don't know, it's a nonprofit organization that we started a few years ago. And right now we're just kind of helping out people in the Ukraine, and because of the devastating war that's still ongoing there at the moment. So if you go to our web store or our Instagram, Friends of Friends, you'll be able to see tons of ways you can help. You know, whether you're donating or not donating, there's tons of links, very informational there. So yeah, make sure you can help out in whatever way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you all for doing that. And guys, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. I'm looking forward to the full release later this year. In the meantime, we got the singles, and I really appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you, man. And also thank you for like doing your research, and like, you know, you asked a lot of awesome questions. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I listened, I read. It's I'm sorry you don't get that otherwise.
Maybe that's a bigger question.
All right.
Fellas, thanks, take care. We'll see you around.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
My thanks to Luke, to Cal, to Michael, and of course to Ash, who couldn't be here. 5 seconds of summer. And thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Hit the subscribe button before you get out of here for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence, as your music and film news, you can also find me on the social media spots, mostly on Twitter, but also Facebook and Instagram, all three of them at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
As you can see right here on my home setup, I know my mics.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.